Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Doug Duin, and joining me today is Seattle Sounder Paul Ariola and his wife, Akayla. Thank you guys so much for having this conversation with me today.
Yes, thanks for having us on.
Of course. So you guys work with the American Cancer Society, and I kind of want to know, what was the impetus for that? So everybody has a cancer story. I mean, we all have family members. We all have personal struggles. What was your impetus to kind of start working with American Cancer Society?
Yeah, I think kind of like how you touched on, everyone has a story. And for myself, I lost my grandfather in 2019 to pancreatic cancer that affected my family pretty hard. And then I had obviously my wife and my mother-in-law, you know, at that exact time as well, she had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer as well. And so my wife and I went through the journey together of her mother-in-law going through stage 4 cancer for a few years. And so we really learned the ups and the downs and lived with it every day. And I think after that, I think Akayla and I were both just really inspired to, you know, reach out and, you know, have the opportunity to work alongside a wonderful organization to be able to help people who, you know, are fighting cancer along with family that they know, or family or friends or whoever it might be. So it was really important for us to kind of do that. And we're super excited to kind of be hand in hand with them now. I don't know if you'd like to say anything else.
Yeah, I think it was crazy how life brings people together at like certain points in your life when you need someone the most. And I couldn't have asked for a better partner at the moment that I needed and he needed. We went through this journey together with him, with his grandpa, me and my mom. And I think they were both two different situations. I was very, very close to my mom. It was always her and I growing up. And so she was always with us. She made sure that she flew after treatments the next day because she knew she was going to get sick and she wanted to spend as much time with us. So she would come and hang out with us for the 3 weeks and then she'd fly back home and have to get treatment again. So I feel like with my mom's journey, it was really tough on us because we really saw it every day and would hear the stories. And then I think the hardest part was like not being in the same state as her. So it was like being afraid of a phone call and something going wrong. And then with his grandpa, it was really hard on his family. And it was hard on you because, you know, you're playing soccer, at least for me, like I can fly home and spend time. And so I think like two different journeys, but both same feelings. And so I think it was inspiring to work with this organization because we felt so impacted. I think when your family member or yourself gets diagnosed with the C word, like you kind of don't really know where to go. And it was obviously our first time like having to deal with something like that, and our family's first time, and our family not really knowing what to do. And my mom personally, she just didn't really want to tell anybody. So she kind of ate a lot of it by her own. And so I think being with an organization that you feel supported, we just wanted to make people feel supported as well. When Paul wore his shirt or his, what is that called? Like your
undershirt.
Yeah. Your undershirt under his jersey. It reached so many people, which just like the slightest gesture for my mom, like it was amazing, but it was just even more amazing to see how many people were like, wow, like you're going through that too. Like I'm going through that myself, or I have cancer or this or that. And I think it was just really important to both of us to make sure that we are a part of something that affected us both in such like a heavy way.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned it perfectly when you said to have the community around you to help with that. Can you tell me a little bit about what it's like? Because it feels like you're isolated and you're alone when this happens, right? So then you have your community. What was that like for you? And you're using that to kind of be community for everyone else.
Yeah. At the time, we weren't really working with anyone because it's just so new and you don't really know where to go, right? I feel like we had a community of our family and our friends, people like just like his agents and people who were going through that have gone through that before had given us all the advice. But I just, it's just, I don't even know. It's like when you're in the moment, it's so hard to like think about like the outside. And like, you know, I think Paul always had told my mom, you know, if you want to like keep it all in and, you know, keep it not a secret, but just maybe not like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, almost like if you endure the sickness and all that, like you're going to get sicker in a way, rather than if you try to embrace it a little bit more and stay positive, eat better. Sometimes it doesn't affect you as hard as it would. So I just think like it kind of like was unfortunate that we didn't do something while this was all happening. We tried, but it was really, really hard because for me, obviously you're busy with soccer, but for me, it was like, I just needed to spend every day with my mom because it was getting bad and the days were getting, we weren't sure if we were getting X amount of days left. And I know that his marketing agent, she's also been impacted by it. And she really wanted to do something to help us and to feel like we were a part of something. But in like the moment, I think I just didn't I couldn't like accept it in a way. So it was hard for me, but now I feel like I wish I would have accepted all of that. And because now when we meet with ACS, like they were so wonderful and they were like, we had cancer ourselves and like, we're here and like, this is the support. And just to hear their stories, I'm like, well, I should have done something earlier with my mom so that she could have also felt the support, because I was sitting there at the meeting and I'm like, I feel like I'm getting 100 hugs right now. Like, you know, and I wish I would have done that while this was all happening, but I'm glad that we're in it now and we can make other people feel inspired to be a part of something that they might feel uncomfortable with at first, because it's not like an easy story to share, but you realize that there's so many people out there that are going through this and it's hard and some people don't know where to go, but as long as you have this community behind you and feel supported, it makes a big, big, big difference.
No, that's absolutely true. My grandfather passed away when I was a senior in high school from cancer, and I did the same thing. I isolated and it just made it so much worse. And then the next time a family member had cancer, I leaned on them, and it's just so amazing how much different the experience is. And you guys, very fortunate that you have such a huge platform that you can use for good. I mean, Paul, you've had an amazing career. You played for the U.S. men's national team. I mean, people look to you and you get to be a leader in this. So how are you leveraging that into helping with the ACS?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what Akela had alluded to earlier on, just with my mother-in-law. I believe it was in 2022. She was going on year three of having stage 4 lung cancer, and she was having a really hard time breathing. And we were playing in LA, where Akela's family's from, and so, you know, we really thought like, we don't know if this is the last time that she will ever be able to see me play. And so I had the kit man just make me an undershirt that said F cancer, and I said if I scored, I was going to lift it up.
Well, I'm just going to interrupt you. He had told her like, Helen, like, if this is going to be your last game, you're coming to this game. Like, you're going to get in a wheelchair and we're going to go. And my mom was like, I'm not going to make it. And I'm like, Mom, let's just go, you know, because it's just, the journey is like a ton of highs and a ton of lows. And this was one of the lowest lows. But she was like, I guess if this is going to be my last game and he wants me to go, I could just watch it here and be comfortable. But if he wants me to go, I'm like, come on, like, let's just go. And so I think it was nice that you really forced her to go to that game.
And then I ended up scoring. Unfortunately, they were on the other end, but I lifted up my jersey and they took a picture of it. And after, by the time the game had ended, it was all over social media, and just the response was incredible, from stories of, I have cancer and I'm going through it and your shirt means so much, or, you know, someone in my family passed away from cancer, or, you know, I beat cancer. And heck yeah, I love your shirt. And that was kind of the one moment that, like Akela had said, we really didn't share too much of her mom's journey. And, you know, Akela is an only child, and so Akela carried a lot of the burden of her mom's weight of dealing with this. And hence that, you know, naturally just comes onto me as well, being in the same household, knowing what she's feeling and what she's going through and all the hard nights and days and you know, that, like Akela says, the ups and the downs of the entire journey. And so that gesture was just for my mother-in-law. And without trying, I reached hundreds of thousands of people.
And I remember you like the response, the insight,
and the response was great. It was crazy. Like it really was. And, you know, I was really thankful for that because, you know, going back to your point of having much more of an influence and being able to, you know, reach, you know, a certain amount of people, you understand the impact that you can have on people's lives. And sometimes just as easy as a t-shirt, right, can make the biggest difference and can make someone feel seen or feel understood or feel like someone is supporting them or standing next to them. And so I think, you know, that was the beauty of it. And that's really what got us into ACS and wanting to join alongside with them to, you know, for people in their journey. And just to remind them, you know, even though I'm an athlete, I'm more importantly, I'm a human being, and we all go through similar things. And just being an athlete or an actor or, you know, whoever, it doesn't stop cancer from coming into your life. And so the more that we can remind people and keep them positive, you know, the better off we will all be. And that's kind of, you know, what we're here to try and help do and help, you know, bring light to people's lives in the darkest times when they need them, because it is a really hard thing to go through. And as athletes, we always believe in the community, like you say, like, you know, it's always about pushing. It's always about, you know, you can give a little bit more. Let's just focus on the next day. And it's, you know, it's the competitive nature of what we are in. And naturally, you know, I think that can lead into a lot of positive days for people who are having a rough time. And that's what I consistently tried to do with my mother-in-law. Like Akela was alluding to, like, I would always tell her, you know, like, Helen, what did you eat? Okay. What did you drink? Like, what,
tough love.
Like a lot of tougher love in the moments that I felt that it's just a reminder that the things that you are doing can have an effect, potentially a positive or negative effect on yourself. And so, you know, for us, if we could just get 1% better each day, or, you know, 0.5% better each day, you know, eventually we're going to get there. And we have to believe that, because in the end, the only thing that we have is our faith and our belief. And if we, you know, if we lose that, then, you know, there's a potential to lose everything. And so, you know, we just have to continue to push and try and get better. And obviously, you know, we haven't experienced that with the ACS yet, but, you know, my encouragement always is to push to be better and be the best version of yourself, regardless of, you know, if you have cancer or not. So I'm hoping, and I do believe in that kind of positive light.
Spoken like a true athlete. Get 5%, 0.5% better each day. That's exactly it. I played sports all growing up, and I heard that so many times. But it's true, the little things. And you raise a great point, and Akela alluded to it earlier. A lot of the worst part of it is the isolation. And just a simple gesture, like lifting up your shirt, and everyone suddenly goes, somebody else is going through the same thing I'm going through. And it just builds a community, and it's so important. Now, aside from you advocating for ACS, MLS is also involved, too, with Kick Childhood Cancer.
So childhood cancer, I believe, has been around since I've been in the league. It is a very big month for the league, like most major league sports in the United States. But, you know, we typically get to have a lot of children come out with us and walk on the field. And, you know, oftentimes there's a Make-A-Wish a child that is allowed the experience to come out with us. But I remember this one boy a few years ago that really touched my heart. In Washington, D.C., I was playing for D.C. United. And I remember him so perfectly because his favorite number was 7. So he came out to our training the day before the game. We all got to meet him and say hi to him. And then the day of the game, he was able to get a game day experience and walked out onto the field with us with a ball. And, you know, that was my first real kind of experience. And then last year, I was fortunate enough to meet another family whose child had a brain tumor. I was his favorite player. And so I met him before the game. and went over to them during warmups and said hi to them and told them how excited I was for them to be there to hang out with us. And then after the game as well. And so I gave them my jersey and they were very excited. They said, I don't know if we should wash it. And I said, no, please, you need to wash it or else that's the, I don't know what that's going to smell like in a week, you know, but those are just like the moments that when you've gone through something, especially us now having a child and another one on the way, like your heart breaks. And at the same time, you just assume and speculate on how strong parents have to be able to get through, you know, a situation like that. And for us, you know, it's really inspiring. Again, like as athletes, we want to inspire as many people as possible and let them know that they are seen. But sometimes it takes moments like that to come back and look at that family and say, wow, like, you know, the real heroes are you guys. They're not me who is out here playing soccer and bringing joy to people's life. The real hero are you guys who are living this every day, who are.
Because they have to go back to the hospital. They don't just go home, you know, they have to continue treatments and continue the pain and all that.
Absolutely.
Just the simple act, something that's so easy for you to do that we take for granted, like give somebody a jersey or have them come out on the field with a ball. That's hope for a lot of people. And you mentioned Make-A-Wish. I've worked with them for a long time. And they're the same thing. They say people get better when they have hope. It literally makes a difference. You have to have that hope. So I think we need to remember that as people. Like just because it seems like super small to you does not mean it doesn't mean the world to someone else. And just giving that little bit of yourself is so important. So I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. Before I let you guys go, though, what would you say? Because a lot of people are facing these diagnoses and you guys have lived through this with your own family. What would you say to somebody who has recently gotten a diagnosis or a family member has recently gotten a diagnosis? What would you tell them?
I think I'll start with if you got it yourself or someone who doesn't have it, but I think it's very important to always make sure you're on top of your health. Sometimes I tell Paul, I don't know if I want to know because then it would just eat me alive. But if you can catch it early, it just makes a big difference than catching it too late. So definitely always being on track with your health. And if you've gotten the diagnosis, it's so scary. I can't speak for someone who is getting it themselves, but as a family member and going through it, it's okay to let them feel upset. You know, you don't want to take that away from them. That's their feelings. To feel like they can be gone tomorrow is an awful, like just everything that I've gone through with my mom, just hearing what she's said about, you know, you're living a life where you don't know if tomorrow is going to be here and you just have a different perspective on life and appreciation of life. And I think as a family member supporting someone, always just check in on them and make sure that they have the help that they need, because they can look fine for 3 years. My mom looked completely normal. You know, she didn't have her hair wasn't gone. She wasn't getting, you know, she didn't have that look to her. And I think mentally it was really tough because it was a lot of like, why me? Why this? And I think it's nice to feel supported and have the family there. I don't think necessarily you need to let the whole world know because it's so hard in the beginning, but I think as long as you have your core, you know, let them in and let them feel with you, you know. And it was hard because we never wanted to cry in front of her or feel like we didn't want her to see the pain, but my mom would say like, I know it hurts you. Like, it's okay to cry. Like, it's okay that we all feel this together. And I think that it's just maybe being the strong one for someone, because it's hard for them to see past something if they don't have their faith, you know? I think for us being involved with something now, I wish I would have had that for my mom at the time. Because I think that really would have made her feel supportive by the people who are going through the same thing. Sometimes it's hard to to feel like you can kind of say, like, I know what you're feeling, because we don't. And you can get sources and you could just talk to people that have gone through it or are going through it with these organizations. And I think that will help so much, because if you talk about something and someone can relate to you because they've been through that, it makes you feel so much better. And it makes you feel like you're not the only one in the world. So I think definitely it's hard, I will say, to be out there and talk about it, but you need the support, you know, you need to have that community next to you. So I think definitely we're there with everyone, and I hope that people can, you know, lean on these organizations for some help and some guidance, because it's a lot. I mean, it's really everyone's first time going through it usually. So the guidance makes life a lot easier, and hearing stories and just making everyone feel like they are going through it, you know, it's nice to have that support.
Yeah. I think you said something that we don't often think about, and that is let them feel their feelings.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going through it and you're trying to bottle things up and be brave, but let everyone feel their feelings. I think it's healthy to let it out. And that's an incredible point that you made right there.
There was times where, you know, it like also becomes a little frustrating because you just want to be so strong and you want that, you know, how strong that they can be. And I look back now and I'm like, I just wish I was a little easier on my mom. I wish maybe we both were like, you know what, if she wants to eat bad today, let her eat bad today. You know, like it's the little things like that, because it's so hard on them, you know, and it's.
Well, I'd say the same thing to you. Give yourself grace. You were going through it as well.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody deals with these are tough things. You know, I don't deal with simple situations well all the time, let alone, you know, the hardest situation you'll go through. That's tough on everybody. And I think we just all need to give everyone a little bit of grace, including yourself, which is probably the hardest part, is doing it to yourself. I think it's amazing. And I applaud you guys championing American Cancer Society. Speaking of, Paul, I have to ask you, there's a golf tournament coming up in July 12th at Sahali. I'm going to be there. I want to know if you're going to be there. I heard that you might be there as well.
I am hoping to be there. I unfortunately will not be able to play because I had knee surgery a few months ago. But my goal is to definitely be out there and be able to connect with different people, hear different people's stories. And you know, obviously it's golf. I love golf, and hopefully it'll be
a... you're rocking a golf shirt right now. I guess, yeah, so...
That is true. But yeah, hopefully, I'll be there.
All right. Well, I told Gretchen at American Cancer Society that if you were going to play, I was going to bet you. But now that you're not playing, you're off the hook. You're free. Guys, I really appreciate your time. Do you have a website or anything that shows the philanthropic work that you're doing that people could visit and kind of help out?
I think you have like a link tree on your social media.
I have a link tree on my social media that's run by my marketing agent. I think she kind of runs more of it. So you know, we're still up and running in that process, but
I think it also really makes a difference because she went through it as well with her father, and she wants to give it back just as much. And so it's really fun for her to be with us and be a part of these things and reach out and look for these other options, because for her, it's healing as well. And like I said, I feel like everybody has been impacted by this. And so when we're all together and we can share stories, it makes everyone feel nice and, you know, feel supported.
Back to the original point you made, it's all about community. Guys, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me and having this conversation today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course.